Welcome to Simply Jean Ann. I'm your host, Jean Ann Duckworth, taking you on a journey from guilty girl to empowered woman. Let's get started with the show. I want to talk to you about trees. Now wait, don't give up on me so easily. Trees are cool. Actually, that's a pun, I guess. Anyway, when I was a senior in high school, I took advanced biology, and it was botany. One of the things I learned about trees is if a tree is planted and left alone, say you put it out in a field where nothing's going to bother it, what you see above the ground is replicated below the ground. In other words, as tall as a tree is, the taproot goes down that deep. And as wide as the branches go, the root system below the ground spreads out just as wide. This gives a tree balance so that when the wind comes, when winter comes with ice, whatever adversity strikes that tree, it's able to withstand it because the system below the ground holds it up. With one notable exception, there's other exceptions, I'm sure. It seems like palm trees are an exception, but their flexibility keep them safe. But the most interesting exception are giant redwoods. Giant redwoods do not have a root system that goes deep into the ground, imitating the branches and leaves and twigs and all of that above the ground. In fact, the root system of the giant redwoods runs very close to the surface, and that can cause problems for redwoods. I saw something on television recently. They were saying that they had to take the GPS coordinates of one of the redwood forests off map systems because so many people were showing up, and they were climbing up on the large kind of above ground roots, whatever, and so that they could climb partway onto the tree and have their picture taken next to it, a photo taken. And the problem with this was they were walking all over the roots, the ground on top of the roots, and it's not very deep. The roots do not go down deep, and they were running the risk of killing these trees. So you might ask yourself, if the giant redwoods have a root system that's so close to the surface, how in the world do they survive for hundreds and thousands of years? Well, that's where it's interesting. If you were to plant a giant redwood in a field all by itself, it could not survive. It would eventually fall over because its root system of the one redwood could not support it. The way the redwoods survive is that the root system doesn't go deep. It goes out, and the roots of all the other redwoods around it intertwine, and the root systems of all those trees hold one another up. The trees literally support one another, and without the other trees around, a redwood would not survive. Now, you might be wondering why I'm talking about redwoods. Well, I think as women, we're exactly like the redwoods. We try to be strong and brave and stand up alone and take care of ourselves. And I can do this. I'm okay. But we need that support system. You see, men identify themselves by what they do. Listen to men when they first meet and they talk about activities. Where do you work? What do you do? What kind of hobbies? It's activities. Women talk about who they know. Where do you go to church? Where do your kids go to school? Where do you live? Oh, do you know so-and-so? Oh, my sister's kids go to that school. And women make connections through relationships, because we identify ourselves by our relationships. The stronger our network, the more confident we feel. And when we don't have a strong network, then we are vulnerable. When adversity comes along, we feel we have nowhere to turn. And unfortunately, as I'm recording this, we're just way too aware about vulnerability and how we don't always know what's going on with people. I'm not going into detail, but this is the week that we lost both Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain. And it's disheartening to think such well-known people could feel such incredible despair. It's why we need a support system. I wanted to record this as one of my first podcasts for this new series, if not the first one. I don't know when I'm going to upload it, because I am going to be focusing primarily right now on a couple of things. Number one is taking you on this journey about guilt. So many of us feel guilty, and it's not guilt. I'm not going to go into that for this one, but I'm going to talk to you about what it is and how we go from being a guilty girl to an empowered woman. But more important than that, to make that journey, you can't do it alone. This is not a solo trip. You're not Amelia Earhart or even Amelia flew with somebody in that final trip. You're not Lindbergh, Lucky Lindy, flying to Paris. You need to go in a group. This is a group tour. And I am a strong believer of in-home small groups. Just now I was on social media and I was reading a post on Twitter by Chrissy Teigen talking about her postpartum depression. And I was struck by all these women commenting on the struggles they've had and how we need one another. And this isn't just about depression. This is just about life in general. It's about being concerned about your kids and having other women who can answer questions for you and reassure you. It's about wondering about the future or going through your first pregnancy or going through menopause or struggling with cancer or even just ordinary stuff. And having that group of women, a close-knit, small group of women who can support you and encourage you every step of the way. So this is just meant as an introduction and to encourage you not just to subscribe to this podcast, but also to visit my website, jeanannduckworth.org, because I'm going to be sharing a lot more. It's summer right now. It's the beginning of June. And summer's a great time for you to do a soft opening on a small group, to get some women together and see who would be interested and to decide what you want to focus on. And I can't encourage you enough that your foundation of your group needs to be spiritual. It needs to be about women and God supporting one another. Again, I'm not going to know that right now, but think of the redwoods. We are just like them. We are majestic and we are strong. But without that network lying below the ground supporting us, we are vulnerable and we can't last long. So it's time for us to start coming together as guilty girls, as women struggling with the guilt in our lives. And we need to learn how to empower one another. Just think about it. And I'll have more for you next time. That's all for this episode. Be sure to join me next time. Until then, I'm simply Jean Ann Duckworth, encouraging you to stop calling it guilt and embrace the power within. I'll talk to you next time.